Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and informative hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about people to whom we should not extend the greeting of peace to, people who we should not say salam alaykum to. You know, the salam alaykum is one of those signs of Islam and Muslims. This is one of the ways that Muslims are distinguished from other people. And it is a, not only is it a act of courtesy, but it is also an act of worship, meaning we get reward for it, otherworldly reward for it. But at the same time, and, you know, we have been encouraged to, you know, to say salam to everybody that we can, no matter who that person is, regardless of whether he's older than us or younger than us. The Prophet, he used to say salam to children. He used to be the first to say salam. You know, these are all etiquettes of Islam and Muslims. But at the same time, like every rule or every, you know, act of, every moral act or every act of etiquette, this has certain exceptions. In this beautiful hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, he explains the people who we should not say salam to. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, do not extend the greeting of peace, meaning the salam. He then mentions a number of different people, and then he comes to this, and to those who drink alcohol, people who are alcoholics, people who are accustomed to drinking alcohol, do not say salam to them. Nor to chess and dice players, gamblers, people who are addicted to gambling, who gamble, who play chess or who play dice. Third, nor to an effeminate person, meaning a man who has feminine characteristics, possibly a reference to a homosexual person, nor to a poet who slanders chaste women of fornication. You know, some poets, they use their poetry to slander good women, accuse them of fornication, right? It's not good to say salam alaikum to such people. And nor to someone performing his prayers. If someone is performing their prayers, don't say salam to them. And that is because the person performing prayer cannot return the greeting, for verily the initiation of the greeting on the part of the greeter is voluntary, whereas returning the greeting is obligatory. Then the Imam, in continuation, he says, nor greet the usurer, the person who takes usury from people, or who maybe who pays usury. Both could be, it could be interpreted in both ways. Nor someone who is sitting in the lavatory, somebody who's sitting in the bathroom, who's using the bathroom, don't say salam to him. Nor someone taking a bath, and nor an outrightly corrupt person who openly commits immoral acts. You know, some people, there's a lot of people who commit sins in secrecy, right? We're not talking about them. We're talking about the people who openly commit immoral acts. You know, shameless people who don't feel a sense of shame in committing immoral acts, who do it openly. These are some of the people whom we should not extend our greetings of peace to. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the people to whom we should not extend the greetings of peace in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.